The next visualization that we're going to do is very unusual in the sense that you're not only going to be working on your own spiritual development, you're also going to be helping a soul force that has already passed over into the higher realms. This is called the higher realm tikkun, that is to say, a fixing in the higher realms. It's a meditation for healing the dead. This has profound Kabbalistic content in it, in the sense that we're going to be working with energy on an entirely different realm of existence. This works with the Kabbalistic idea that time is relative, and that even though a soul force may have passed into the other realm, we can still work with it in this realm. Indeed, the advantage of being alive in this world is that we can do things that forces cannot do in other worlds, because we have free will. Let your imagination flow with this. You'll discover it to be a very powerful meditation, and it will cause a healing not only in the other realms, but you will find that it will bring a new realization in terms of your relationship with someone who has passed over. I'd like you to sit quietly and once again bring your attention to the rising and falling of the chest on the breath. Letting the mind center. I'd like you to bring into your imagination someone who is deceased. It can be a close friend or a relative. It can be someone who has passed over recently or long ago. But the important thing is that it should be someone you personally knew when they were alive. Bring their image into your imagination, remembering them. Notice your emotions. Notice if you're feeling sad or any other emotions. Now allow yourself to rise above your emotions and enter into an objective frame of mind, a place of quiet and equanimity, and imagine that your soul and the soul of the deceased one are having a conversation, and let the one who is deceased tell you very briefly the things it feels it accomplished when it was alive. And now let it tell you what it feels it failed to accomplish. Let it tell you what it feels were its shortcomings while it was alive. Now imagine your soul is saying to this soul, if there were one thing that you could do at this time, if there were one fixing that you could make that you failed to do during your life, what would that one thing be? And listen to what this soul tells you. And now, using the full range of your imagination, imagine that you are doing the very thing that this soul tells you it needs to do, that you are doing this very thing for it. Imagine what it would have been like with this person when they were alive, had this one thing been done. And replay this over and over in your mind with as many variations on a theme as you need to make the image complete and whole. Notice your emotions and your breath. If you're feeling emotions and you're breathing differently, your imagination is deeply engaged. And now come back to the balanced breath, letting go of all the images, observing the chest rising and falling, take two deep breaths, open your eyes. This is a highly recommended meditation, especially for people who have lost loved ones recently. It has a powerful impact on your soul and on the soul of your loved one. We can do things in this world that can actually continue the process of the tikkun, of the fixing, that departed soul set out to do. The Kabbalistic ramifications run very deep in this meditation. Work with it. Try it out. See what happens. This meditation is the meditation of Partsufim, using the past and the future to give us a deeper understanding of the present. Partsufim means faces, and in its deeper context, it really is the teaching of understanding the archetype of the face before we were in existence, and the kind of face that we had as a child, the face we had growing up, the face we have as an adult, and the face we have as an elder. The teaching of the Partsufim is that all of the faces are present in every moment, if we have the eyes to see. This is a practice that adds dimension to our lives. Often we live unidimensionally in this reality, caught by time and space. This practice is designed to bring multidimensional perspective to every event, and this new sense of reality deepens our wisdom and helps us become less reactive to events. Sitting quietly, watching the breath. Allow yourself to think about two or three major events in your life that have great emotional content. Now I'd like you to pick one of these events to work with in this meditation. It can be a joyous event or a sad one, but preferably it's not an event that's too violent. Bring this event into your imagination so that you can relive the primary experience during the next minute. Relive it in your imagination If this is too uncomfortable for you, pick a different event and let it play through as you remember it. And now for the next few moments, try to remember all of the variables that had to occur for you to be in that situation at that particular moment in time. Try to consider as many different variables as you can that led up to getting you into that place at that moment. In addition, for each of the main actors in that event, try to imagine all the variables that had to be coordinated for that person to be in the situation at that particular moment in your history. You will probably find that as you work on understanding the coordination of all these variables, you will discover that it becomes so complex, the mind cannot grasp all the different things that had to occur for that event to happen. The event was the culmination of untold numbers of variables, untold possibilities that came together in one unique moment. Now, to the best of your ability, imagine the other side from that moment forward. Imagine the numbers of ways that event affected everything that happened after it. How it affected your life, the lives of people you know, the lives of people who were not directly involved in the event. Once again, you will discover that as the event unfolds, the variables multiply so rapidly, it boggles the mind. Now, with a deeper appreciation of the incredible complexity of all the possibilities that allowed that event to happen, and the enormous outpouring and unfolding of possibilities after the event. Allow yourself to return once again to remembering and imagining the event itself. Notice how your feelings might have changed now. Notice how it impacts on your emotions. When you're ready, take a breath or two. Open your eyes. The next exercise we're going to do is called the Devakut meditation, or melting into the divine. One of the central practices in Jewish mysticism is the idea of letting go of the sense of the self so that we become at one with the source of creation. We become at one with the divine. This is called Devakut. It's an essential practice throughout the tradition. And of course, once again, it has different names in other traditions. It's probably one of the most discussed meditative practices in all of Chassidut, the Chassidic movement, and in all of Kabbalah. This is one of many ways to enter into the mind state of Devakut, melting into the divine. Please sit quietly in a place where you will not be disturbed for 15 or 20 minutes. Let your body relax. Let your eyes close. Experience the breath rising and falling in the chest. Now I'd like you to imagine that you're standing in a field, a meadow, and in one direction is a dwelling. I'd like you to approach the dwelling without going inside. There's nobody living here at this time. And the dwelling has at least three rooms. You may walk around it if you wish. Describe what the dwelling looks like to yourself. Now I'd like you to enter into the first room of this dwelling. And as you enter, notice that the room is completely empty, except on one wall is hanging a full-length mirror. Stand before this mirror and look at yourself. See yourself as other people see you. Evaluate yourself physically, emotionally, intellectually. And see the strengths and weaknesses of your personality in this mirror. And now step back and make your way into the second room, noticing that it's somewhat dark in this room. The room is also empty, and it too has a full-length mirror. As the light begins to grow in this room, realize that you're going to be able to see an image of the divine in this mirror. When you look deeply into the mirror, you're going to see one of the infinite number of images of God, whatever it may be. Try not to be self-critical or judgmental. Any image of the divine that you see is perfect. Feel the presence of the divine in this room. Slowly step back from the mirror. Gather yourself. And begin to make your way into the third room, which is quite dark when you first enter. And now in this room, notice that it too is empty. And there is a full-length mirror on a wall. And as the light begins to brighten, you will notice that you are looking at yourself once again, except that you are able to see yourself through the eyes of the divine. You are able to see your physical and emotional and intellectual makeup through the eyes of God. Let the room fill with light, complete and bright. Let your heart completely open to this image of yourself as seen through the eyes of God. For this is the true nature of your being. When you are ready, let yourself go back out through the way you came into this dwelling. Walk back into the field. Notice now how it feels to be here on this warm, sunny day. Feel in yourself the sense of your true nature. And know that you can live your life as if you are always viewing yourself and everything around you through the eyes of God. Every action that you make, every word that you speak, every thought in your mind, through the eyes of God. It will transform you. It will transform your relationships with those around you. And it will transform your relationship with the divine. I want to thank you, and may you be blessed to dwell in the presence of the divine every moment for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I.